Hey guys, this is Chris with a great tip from our sponsor, Brand Verity. We all know that branded keywords are some of our most valuable PPC traffic, but I bet you don't know that they're also a big target for trademark poachers. These guys do ugly stuff, like bid on your keywords, use your brand name in their ad copy, and even hijack your ads. That's traffic and revenue stolen right out of your pocket. Fortunately, Brand Verity's automated monitoring can help you protect your most important keywords. Don't let someone else cash in on your brand. To see how much PPC trademark abuse is costing you, and to get a free month of paid search monitoring, just go to brandverity.com/podcast. That's brandverity.com/podcast to try it out.
Hey everybody, yes, welcome back to episode number 54 of the PSP of the Paid Search Podcast. I'm here with my partner, my co-host as always, Chris, in a red shirt. Chris, how's it going?
I am in a red shirt for our audio listeners that can help, but I want to have a quick question for everyone. Is everyone's ears bleeding after that? That was quite a scream. That was a good one. I got a lot of energy. I appreciate that.
Thank you, Chris. It's been one of those weeks. So, Chris, enough of me. Let's just jump right into the AdWords topic here, Chris. Today we're going to talk about something very sad. Now, the saddest thing in the world to me, Chris, when it comes to this stuff, is deadbeat dads. People who just don't want to father their kids. That's pretty sad. But all joking aside, the second saddest thing is a lack of attention I got from the ladies in high school, Chris.
What?
It's pretty sad. And Chris,
I thought
we
were on a roll. And
Chris, the worst part is that I was hot and I didn't know it. And we're talking so hot that upper class, you know, junior girls, when you're a sophomore, they're hitting on me. I didn't even know what hitting on me was. That's pretty sad that I was hot and didn't know it. But Chris, now getting to the AdWords topic, the third saddest thing in the world, Chris, is when someone doesn't have a good landing page with Google AdWords campaign. We get them this beautiful, relevant traffic. We do everything right. AdWords works. And then we take them to the landing page, and the whole thing goes up in flames, and it's just like one big steamy dump gets dumped on this entire process. So, Chris, we're going to get into landing pages. We're going to get into common website and landing page issues, problems. And I want to know what prompted you to promote this as a topic, because you're one that brought this up. So what's going on in Chris's world? What kind of landing page issues are you having, my friend?
Well, I'll tell you, when I work with a client, there's one thing that I always have to deal with that I have nothing to do with, and that's landing pages. Whenever I start with a new client, one of the first things I do is I say, let me see your landing page. And it's that click of dread because I wonder, what am I going to get this time? You know, what's it going to look like? How? And they're like, oh, well, it's just my website. So I pull up their website and I'm like, oh, this is just a one page scrolling with, you know, with kind of topics everywhere. I mean, it's just
right.
Or it could be a gorgeous pages they've put time into, and it could work beautifully. But I think it's important because I want to educate our listeners is about just some of the common things you and I see. We probably looked at hundreds and hundreds of landing pages in our lifetime, our professional lifetime. You know, and there's a lot of things that are just so obvious that I see done so much that I want to bring that to light, because for a lot of people, it may not make sense to them. You know, if you're the guy that's, you know, turning the wrench, you know, these kind of things may not be obvious to you because you're not, you know, a marketer. That's not where you spend your time. So I want to talk to the people that would not know these things any other way.
And Chris, I think a good way to frame it, and by the way, when you say landing page, are you talking about the actual page ad taken to, regardless of whether it's a custom landing page or the business website?
Thank you for clarification. Yeah, thank you for clarifying. When I say landing page, I'm using it as a generic
term
for website, or landing page, basically final URL. Whatever okay. page the ad is going to, that's what we're referring to today.
Yeah, and I think, Chris, a good way for people to frame this, and from your intro there, it's not so much about getting the perfect page and getting things just perfect. It's about avoiding boneheaded mistakes. And if you can avoid the boneheaded mistakes, you don't have to have the perfect page to get conversions, to get phone calls and lead form signups or sales. You have to avoid doing stupid things. And so today that's what's going to be the show's going to be about. And Chris, I want to start off with an example. I took on a new moving client recently. I don't have any moving clients in Alaska. So I'm going to use Alaska as the example. And say this company was an Anchorage, Alaska moving company. The website we're taking people to does not mention Anchorage or Alaska one time. It's like a generic, nondescript moving company website. Beyond that, the landing page talks predominantly about commercial moving and long-distance moving, and just a little bit about residential moving. But most people searching for a mover are going to need a residential mover. So 2 weeks into the campaign, I'm getting the call, hey, why aren't things going well? I'm not getting phone calls, and I have to explain to him, well, you know, look at these search terms we're showing up on. Movers in Anchorage, best moving companies in Anchorage, movers near me, local movers, all the stuff we want to show up on, but the performance is not there because the website doesn't even talk about the city people are looking for, Chris. So people get confused. They go, this is not what I'm looking for, and they bounce off the site. So that is the way it can go wrong. And so if we can avoid doing these stupid mistakes that people make down below on this podcast today, Chris, if you can avoid these, you'll have a lot better chance at having AdWords success, because AdWords works. You just have to take people to a page that makes sense. So getting into it, Chris, I think the first main topic of mistakes people make on the landing pages and websites is content issues. And your first bone to pick with people, Chris, was you told me was too much fluff. Yeah. So why don't you break that down?
You started with, a rant about something that you deal with personally. And this is something that I see constantly with a lot of businesses. It's one of the first things I noticed with one of my clients is that, I understand that people want to look professional. They want their landing page to look to stand out, and for people to see just how precise and professional and how much expertise they really have. But what I find is that people end up pulling out their thesaurus and talking themselves out of the point, right? They use so much grandiose language and what I call fluff in their headlines or in their descriptions or just talking about the service or the products or what they do. If I can't look at your page and understand what you do, then you're missing the point. And if you think that someone can do that, ask someone who has no idea what you do to look at your page for about 10 seconds and say, what do I do or what am I selling? Right? That's going to be the real kicker here, because someone's going to only give you a couple seconds to understand, like, what is it this person provides? So I think I don't want people to try and bedazzle their products, bedazzle their services, make them look so fancy that it becomes incomprehensible. You know, the person cannot understand what it is that's being done. And I'm going to call out some industries that do this. Specifically, if you are in the marketing industry, if you're an agency, I see that a lot with agencies. They want to stand, they get so fancy with the graphics. So, we want to show pictures of our people. We want to use this amazing language about all this stuff we can do. But the point is, I want to know, do you do new websites? Do you do mobile marketing? Do you do video ads? That's the kind of stuff people want to know. They don't want to know all this amazing language around this and the feeling that people get about this and that. That's beyond the point, and you will lose the customer fast. You'll have high bounce rates because they're not going to read all of that. It looks great on the screen, but in the end, it makes no purpose.
Yeah, if someone types in Google, Chris, and they go, web designers in Seattle, and then they're taken to a page and it's like a tie-dye t-shirt blown up 5,000 a million pixels or whatever, and it's like this weird tie-dye t-shirt. They're going to say, okay, that's cool, but I'm looking for a web designer I can call right now and start doing business with. They're going to go back to Google and look at the huge number of other relevant options that Google gives them. So I like your point about don't bedazzle it. A classic example from the moving industry, Chris, I've seen a client's website where it was like a picture of a woman and a man gazing to the distance. And it said, all it said was an unparalleled experience. And like, it had nothing about moving, no truck, no guys that look like they just got out of prison, but they can move your stuff really good. Like, it did not look like a good, which is what people want to see from movers. It did not look like did not look like movers. And the thing is, that's cool. Do, you know, try to get creative with your site as much as you want, but understand people have options. And as soon as they don't get what they clicked on the ad, as soon as you don't deliver that, bam, 5 seconds, Chris, they're bouncing back.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's a perfect example. I mean, that's a flawless example of what I see. It's people trying to elicit emotions of what they do rather than just getting to the point. I don't think that, you know, emotional hooks are useless, but I think they don't work for top of the page. And basically you go with an entirely emotion based strategy. I mean, you can mix that, but you need practical information.
You need those keywords. If someone types in movers in Jacksonville and then the ad says number one movers in Jacksonville and they click on it, that landing page has to show that it has to say the word movers. It doesn't have to say the word move, but someone reading whatever words there, it has to convey to them that you're delivering what you promised. And Chris, speaking of that, some of my clients, they have the most basic websites, but they're very organized. They're very clear to the point, and they work wonderful for AdWords.
I have a
I have
a great example, and this just recently happened. I literally talked to a client today, and about this. And here's what happened. I'm going to tell a little story here. It'll be quick. Basically, I have some photo booth rental clients. Okay. So these guys rent photo booths for events and weddings and things like that. Okay. Lots of them all over the place. Every major city will have, you know, several people that can do this. Okay. I happened to get two clients about the same time. One of them was, you know, he had a great looking website, you know, but it was very fluffy, very bedazzled. I had to scroll past a kind of a stock image looking picture of people using a photo booth with no text.
Right.
Okay. So the very first thing you see is no text and just a picture. And it says like, enjoy the experience or something like that, you know? And then I scroll, then I get some basic, kind of basic information about it, you know, but more of an emotional response. Page number two, client, very basic. You could almost say it was a little ugly. Okay. Mm. It was, you could tell it's done by someone who maybe wasn't quite as graphically inclined, but they had bullet points. They went, got straight to the point. They had pricing information. They had location information. They had features. They said, we can do video. We can do GIFs. We can do audio. You can print them out. I mean, all the information that everybody wants to know, right?
Right.
Does it do this? Does it do this? And they answered all of that right on the page. It was amazing the type of detail they went into. Jason, what, guess who killed it after month one on the conversion tracking?
I would say who killed it on conversion tracking would be the second option, because there's no reason anyone searching for photo booth rental could ever leave that site. You're giving them everything they wanted right there, and then they can make the decision to call in and book a day.
It's no surprise. I mean, because they answered the questions. They had price, they had location, they had a feature list, they had pictures of the product. They had everything answered, and the person was like, this is what I'm looking for. Why would I go look somewhere else? I want to at least get a price from these guys. The other people, they had questions like, well, this company seems really fancy. They're probably going to be more expensive. You know, those kind of things go through their head. They think, you know, well, you know, look how fancy this website is. You know, this is probably for bigger weddings. I don't want this kind of client. You know, I don't want this type of photo booth because it's probably, you know, something for big weddings. I want a small wedding kind of thing. You know, it doesn't speak to everybody. It doesn't answer the direct question. So, yeah. And we're just to give some numbers. We're talking about a 3% conversion rate for the fancy bedazzled and like a 12, 13, 14% conversion rate for the standard.
Yeah.
We're talking 4 times difference in the conversion rates here. And it made a huge difference for the client. One was ecstatic, and one was like, what can we do better? That's the
the crazy thing is not only is that second client had a cheaper landing page in terms of cost to set up the page and all that, but their actual conversions are cheaper. So the other guy pays more for the website, and then he has to pay more for his leads. So, Chris, in terms of content problems to avoid, there's really – it can be broken down into just two main things you have to think about. One, make sure you take people to the right page. If you're in Alaska Moving Companies, don't take them to a page that doesn't talk about Alaska. You have to talk about your service or your product or you know, what the person's searching for. Take them to the most relevant page. Second – hurdle to jump over is get to the point, give them what they're looking for, and don't be too flashy or too bedazzled and kind of make things harder than they need to be. And if you can do those two things right, then you kind of check the box on the content issue. And it doesn't matter so much whether an image is on the upper left or the upper right or anything like that. It's just about those two main things. So Chris, assuming you can do those two things right, now you jump into trying to get conversions. The whole reason we run AdWords is to get conversions, sales or leads. And if it's leads, phone calls or people filling out a contact form. But there's a few things you can do wrong in terms of conversions. Chris, the first one, I would say, is not having a way for people to convert. Not having a lead form on the page that they're taken to. That's very important, in my opinion. And the second one is not having a phone number. If you're running AdWords to get phone calls and then you take people to a page without a phone number, you're not going to get those calls. And Chris, I'm sure you've run into this before. What is your opinion of having both the phone number if you want phone calls and the lead form if you want contact form leads on that page that people are taken to? Is that important to you? Or if a client said, well, I've got them, they just have to click to the contact page. So it's good enough. What's your opinion on that kind of breakdown?
Yeah. Google basically answers the question for us by, in their best practices, they say that things need to be accessible without people having to go hunt for that information. They want your business location information on that page. They want a contact form, some type of call to action on that page. I mean, they say that in their best practices forms and you know, information they give out. So I think that question is basically, it's not from us. This is from Google. And Google says it's important that people have a call to action. They have basic business information available to them on that page. And in the next section we're going to talk about, we talk more about what Google will react to on your site and can make a big difference. But I think that's enough said, is that Google says it and it's worth doing it. If Google says it, then you need to keep up that.
Have those forms if you want form leads on the landing page. Have the phone number on the landing page. Chris, you like a big call to action. I like one too. You have to kind of tell people what they do, what they need to do. So if you have a phone number on your website, have a huge call to action with it that says call now during these hours to get an instant quote or something like that. Another pet peeve of mine, Chris, is I don't know why it is this way, but in a ton of different website, like standard themes that businesses can just set up quickly on their website on WordPress, the themes come with the phone number super small in the corner. And a lot of times they're in a different shade of the same color font. Like if the top of the top of the website's blue, dark blue, they might have like a light blue phone number. And if the whole idea is to get phone calls, why are you hiding your phone number or making it tough for people to call you? So I like huge phone numbers, Chris. And small phone numbers is one of my biggest pet peeves.
Yeah. There's something that I find myself falling victim to all the time. And like I said, if you're the guy that has his hand on the on the truck driving the car around to deliver furniture, you wouldn't think about this, but there's a thing called headline blindness, right? When I literally look at a page, I do not see what's at the top of that page. The headline on that page might be completely skipped, and I immediately go to the middle of the page. Okay, so if your phone number or call to action is in that top, I would say, 15%. Of the page, of that viewable page area, you're in danger of having your call to action or whatever you most want to describe to the person being completely missed. I mean, what's the first thing you do when you land on a website? You start scrolling. you immediately start going to the bottom to see like, okay, I'm just going to scan this real quick. You miss the top. I'd say the top 30% of the page is probably missed compared to the, you know, the middle of the page, stuff like right. that. So that's a big issue. I think you're definitely right. So I think, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say the last one, Chris, for me is trustability. You have to give people some level of trust if you want their lead information or if you want them to call you. So one of my biggest issues, Chris, is people don't put pictures of real people and real office space and real equipment on their websites. So if you have some kind of standard landing page and template photos, why should I give someone I don't know one of the most intimate things in my life, my email address, or my phone number or my home address if you need their address, or my full name? So I am huge on trustability. And it, look at your page and think to yourself, or your website, am I showing the person who I am? Am I giving them a level of comfort that I'm a real business or real person they can trust enough to call in or give their info through the contact form? So that's a big one to look out for in terms of trying to induce conversions and get the most leads possible.
Yeah. Okay, Jason, so here's the part that I think a lot of people don't think about. We talked about the importance of people. Let's talk about the importance of the robots. Mm-hmm. Basically, what I'm talking about are our overlords that we pay respect to every day.
My girlfriend.
That's the Google bots. No, we're talking about the ones that we work so hard every day to try and appease the great Google got bods out there, bot gods. I said that backwards. So Google is going to hate your landing page if you do these things.
Right.
Okay. Pay attention, because this relates to quality score. This relates to how much you pay per click. And then that in turn relates to how much you pay per lead.
All right, Chris, and you talked all about computers, but I just want to also mention this first one, speed, load time, that will kill you with landing page score. It will kill you with the Google bots. Slow pages will also kill you with users. Google likes what's good for users, and nobody likes slow pages. So if you have slow load times on your site, if you have a slow website, you should not be advertising on AdWords. The first thing you should do is to be contacting your server company and get your site up to speed, and then start investing in AdWords. Because to me, Chris, this is maybe the most under-talked about thing in Google AdWords in terms of success. It is super hard to have success with AdWords if your site is slow.
Yeah, that's a good point. And I want to give a tool out there that I use. Jason, I'm sure you use it. I use the Page Speed tool. Okay. Yep. That's now I'm going to give some, the URL is really difficult because it's this long annoying Google URL, but basically just search for Page Speed tools, and Page Speed is one word, but you could probably find it. But what you're looking for is an official Google tool, and it you put your URL in there, and it gives you a rating. It gives you a number rating. And if you have a failing number, it gives you specific information about how to improve your load time. And if this load time is slow, it can affect your, like you said, your quality score and your conversion rate. So look that up, put your page in there, you will be making a drastic difference. And it's easy stuff. Any web developer should be able to look in and improve things like this.
Yeah, and there's no excuse, because they tell you exactly what the specific issues are with your specific site, slowing it down. Fix the issues, and your load time will speed up, Chris. So the next one, Chris, is kind of what we talked about at the beginning, but relevancy. We talked about it for users. If they go to a page and the page does not offer what they were looking for, they're going to bounce back to Google. So that's on the user side. But Chris, why don't you speak to why this is in the technical, what happens on the technical side of things when your landing page is not about the keyword that you're targeting?
Yeah, basically what happens if you are not relevant? And I'll give one quick example of relevancy. I have a client who works with apartment sellers. They sell apartments. What they want to do is they want more apartment sellers to hire them to advertise their apartment dwellings. So what they decided to do is to give me a list of a ton of apartment complexes names. Okay, the name of those apartment complexes. And they want me to advertise those apartment complexes by their name because they hope, this is ridiculous, they hope that the apartment complex will Google themselves, see their ad, and go to their website and say, oh, I should hire this company. They obviously are...
Chris, I thought I was a schemer.
Yeah.
That is dark to get... I need to get inside that person's head because they're thinking a few angles ahead.
It is nuts. It's nuts. It's this like maybe they'll search for... There's so many maybes involved. It's ridiculous. And here's what happens. Relevancy. They have a page that's all about them. It's not about that apartment complex. So guess what I see when I scroll down that keyword page? Low quality score, low quality score, low quality score. They have horrible search impression share because they're suffering from low quality score. They don't get listed. And that's the issue. That's an extreme case in that the issue is caused by very poor planning and scheming about their strategy. But I see this happens all the time, you know, for practical reasons, for people that have, they sell a certain widget and their landing page doesn't say widget on it. It doesn't say that specific thing on that page. It's not relevant.
Right.
And that's where it hurts you.
Yeah. And then an example from the lawyer world, there's a, say you have a general lawyer who does divorce, criminal law, DUI, real estate, that kind of thing. If on his site he has a page dedicated to being a divorce lawyer and divorce lawyer services, and you target the keyword divorce lawyer, it's going to work perfect. The page is relevant, and Google system scans that and goes, okay, the keyword is divorce lawyer Tampa, and the page is all about this divorce lawyer services in Tampa, so it works great. But then he also wants to target real estate lawyer, but didn't put anything on his website about being a real estate lawyer. The landing page relevance for that kind of term, real estate lawyer, is going to be lower because there's nothing on his site to tell the system that he's a real estate lawyer. So it's super important both for users and then for quality scores. Chris, and I was doing some numbers the other day, like how much less a quality score with a keyword with a quality score of like 9 has to bid compared to a keyword quality score of 3 or 4, which you'll get if your landing page is really bad. And it can make huge savings if you have a relevant page and high quality score. So Chris, the last one and one of the most timely to the world in 2017 is if you are running mobile ads and your site is not optimized to show up on mobile, you're going to get dinged for that pretty big. And Chris, you can speak to how serious Google takes the transition to mobile. They really, really have a problem with people not having mobile optimized sites.
Yeah, you know, there's one way to tell that Google is serious about something, and that's the little red alert feature up at the top that they've added. And they've really gotten pretty extensive about what they'll warn you about. And one of those warnings is, hey, we noticed you don't have a mobile-friendly site. That's hurting your website, both with the Google bots and with users, because users don't interact as well on a mobile friendly site or a non-mobile friendly site. And Jason, I've seen this in my own campaigns. If I just have just about any industry I can look at, this is not just consumer centric, but even B2B stuff. I see so much mobile traffic now, no matter where I'm going, no matter what I'm doing, what kind of keywords I'm looking at. Very often it will, if I had to, you know, do a percentage, the higher percentage goes to mobile. And that's huge. It was not like that a few years ago. Mobile has grown so much.
Mobile's grown huge. Tablets pretty much fallen off the map.
Yeah.
And that correlates with Apple's tablet sales have dropped quarter after quarter. But Chris, this is my iPhone, and it's as big as my face. And as you can attest to, I've got a big head and yes, a big brain that I use for my clients. But I've got a huge head, and this is a huge phone, Chris. And yeah, so what happened back in the day, I think, is cell phones were super small. They weren't fun to scroll the internet on. Like, it sucked. It wasn't a good experience. So if I had to research for a lawyer, for a mover, for whatever, even to buy something, I'm going to my desktop. But now this thing is with me 24/7, right? Mm-hmm. And it's so good to use. Like, I have the iPhone 7 Plus, And I love it. And it's I can do everything on it on the browser because the phone is so big. And the phones have sped up in terms of load time on mobile. So more and more traffic is going to mobile. I think over half the search traffic right now is mobile. And that number is only going to keep going up. It's not going to go up to 100% probably, but it's still got a lot of room to go up. So if you're a loser out there and you haven't optimized your site for mobile, it's not about spending more money on AdWords right now for you. It's about getting this stuff right. Get a good mobile site, and then AdWords will be a lot better for you.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, that's it. You know, of course, we always welcome questions about this kind of stuff. You know, we can always address more, but I think it was something important that I wanted to talk about because I see it a lot, and it drives me crazy when I see a good campaign go to waste because a landing page is not optimized properly.
Right. Well, Chris, can I go ahead and tease some stuff we have coming up?
Yeah, let's talk about it.
All right. Well, you want to talk about? I don't want to talk about it. I want to live in denial forever. But the new AdWords interface, you've had some experience with it, so that's coming, guys. Just like we got you on board with demographics and device bidding early before anyone else, this is going to come out soon. So Chris is going to help walk us through that. Going to have a water cooler coming up. Time to vent. Time to get to know each other inside of each other's skin. Going deep inside of each other a little deeper. So we'll have a water cooler. Chris, we ran our own YouTube campaign. And we might dig into those results. Pretty shocking results. And I don't know what to think of it yet, but we're going to go through those and get everyone's opinion. And then also, Chris, I hope you're running in the morning. I hope you're getting in shape because we have a great debate coming up. And it might be on one of the most controversial topics in the history of AdWords, and something that people will not stop asking about, Chris. So I'm excited to get to that, and then possibly a couple interviews coming up. So that's what we've got coming up for the PSP. And Chris, why don't you tell them about the website, tell them where to review us, and everyone loves your takeout. So why don't you take us out here? I'm going to sit back.
Okay, so thanks for listening. PaidSearchPodcast.com, Twitter, Facebook, subscribe, send comments, send reviews. Have a nice
day. Send help. Chris is falling off. Yes! Of time. Please tell me anything but signals that are mixed. You're ruling eyes out of touch, only out of...